Well, Happy New Year, everybody. It's a beautiful thing that every time we write down the year on a check or on a paper or anywhere, we are celebrating Christmas because it is the year of our Lord, 2020. Agnus Domini, the year of the Lord, is what AD stands for. And so we celebrate Christmas every time we write the year. Anyway, today we celebrate the Blessed Mother. And we, as we begin this kind of new year, and we look forward to all the blessings that God has in store for us. And we also thank God for all the blessings we had last year. This motherhood of Mary, that's what we are meant to celebrate today. That's what the church around the world celebrates today. On the very first day of the new year, we think about and we celebrate the motherhood of Mary. And the church goes so far as to say that Mary is the mother of God. It's good theology because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. If the Son, if Jesus truly is God, which the scriptures is pretty clear about, and our 2,000 year tradition is pretty clear about, if Jesus is truly God, which he is, and Mary is his mother, which she is, the church father said, ergo, Mary is the mother of God. Now, I don't know about you, but if you got to pick your own mom, you got to design your own mother, you design somebody pretty amazing. And that's what we have with the Blessed Mother. God got to make his own mom, and he made her perfect. He made her to be perfect. And he made her to be the perfect vessel, the perfect example, the perfect intercessor for all of us. Preserved from original sin as we celebrate the Immaculate Conception, and perfectly wonderful, perfectly beautiful, and perfectly loving. And so today we do. We celebrate this motherhood of Mary, that she is the mother of God, the mother of Jesus who is God. And look at this beautiful statue. You know, one of my favorite things, I love incensing Blessed Mother. I get a big feeling every time I do it. And it's this reverence that we all are meant to pay to the Blessed Mother. But I love this statue because, like so many statues, Blessed Mother is holding in her arms Jesus. Now, you remember that she holds in her arms at the very beginning of his life, our Lord, and she holds, station number 14, she holds at the end of his life. She holds him in her arms. And that Jesus is always somehow attached to Mary. Jesus is always being cared for, being loved, being held by the Blessed Mother. But here's the thing, is that you and I, because of our baptism, in baptism we enter into Jesus. We become members of the Christ. We are parts of his body. And that's true, which means that you and I are always in the arms of Blessed Mother too. Always. So long as we're in a state of grace, we are held in the arms of the Blessed Mother, who gazes upon us with love, because we are caught up in the life of God by our baptism, members of him. And that's pretty special. It's a pretty consoling thought, I think, as we enter 2020, to remember that we're always in the arms of Mary, and that she's always got her mantle wrapped upon us. Mary is the mother of all blessing, because she's the mother of the greatest blessing ever, Jesus Christ. And so what a wonderful way to kind of begin the new year, to implore her intercession over our new year. I just love this first reading that we have at Mass. It has that traditional blessing. And whenever somebody says, Father, will you bless me, or will you bless my child? And I always use this ancient prayer out of the book of Numbers that was our first reading, which we pray for our new year. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May he make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May he make his countenance to fall upon us and give us peace. What a gorgeous prayer. And we pray for that for our new year through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. One last little thought is that the salvation of the world began with Hail Mary. When the angel Gabriel comes to Blessed Mother and says, Hail Mary, and then continues with the message. And St. Louis de Montfort says that our salvation is also attached to that prayer. That because Mary is the mother of salvation, she's the mother of all blessings, she's the mother of the Savior, and we're caught up in that, in Him, which means we have the same mother, and that our salvation is in some ways also attached to that beautiful prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.